In Cuomo's latest plan, the $15 an hour minimum wage would be fully phased in 3 years in New York City. The phase-in for Long Island and upstate would be longer. And Cuomo says after the first 3 years, there would be a break to analyze the effects of the wage hike so far on the economies of those regions.
If the economy slows, national downturn, you have a safety mechanism for the minimum wage increase, which is the perfect design, right? You have predictability, you have a long-term plan, but you have a built-in mechanism that gauges it to the economy at that time, and if there's a change, you can adjust. That would be the most intelligent system.
The legislature still has not finalized the minimum wage deal or other budget-related items. Senate Leader John Flanagan was still holding meetings with his Republican conference.
We are not there. We'll get there, but we are not finalized.
Cuomo says there's also discussions to add income tax reductions for New Yorkers earning under $300,000 a year.
We have a framework of what we call a middle-class income tax cut, which would be about $1 billion, which would be a very, very big deal.
Talks were also continuing on enacting a paid family leave program, where employees would contribute to a fund to pay up to 12 weeks of paid leave per year. And exact numbers for school aid distribution are yet to be determined. Earlier in the day, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said his Democratic majority, many of whom are from New York City, were still dissatisfied with Cuomo's plan to have the city shoulder a higher percentage of Medicaid costs.
I can just say for us in the Assembly, what happens with Medicaid is still a very big issue.
Cuomo denies that there's a difference of opinion on the issue, saying it was settled back in January.
The city of New York said they would cooperate to find the savings. And we can and we will, and that's the end of it. So there's no credible reason why anyone would be concerned about that.
An earlier plan to spread the additional Medicaid costs among all of New York's counties has been scrapped. As the clock ticked toward the deadline, Cuomo raised a new potential form of persuasion to get lawmakers to agree on a budget. The governor and legislature have appointed a pay raise commission. It will make a decision after the November elections on whether senators and assembly members should receive a pay hike. Cuomo, who has appointees on the commission, hinted that lawmakers would have to prove that they deserve a pay raise.
Performance matters. If they don't pass a budget on time, obviously, that is a failure of performance.
But before the pay commission decides, the governor says, lawmakers will first have to make their case to the voters on Election Day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.